In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, healing by the bread of life. Yes, we'll be talking about the Most Holy Eucharist. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to Luke 22:19-20. Then he took some bread, and when he had given thanks, broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which will be given for you. Do this as a memorial of me. He did the same with the cup after supper and said, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which will be poured out for you. Luke 22:19-20. Listen, Jesus heals more profoundly through the Eucharist than in any other way. He gives his body and pours out his very lifeblood for you. Yes, you. This was done once and for all in time, but the sacrifice is represented at every Holy Mass. Let's hear in some warranted detail what the beautiful Catechism of the Catholic Church, this love letter to you, has to say to enlighten us about the Eucharist. Yes, the Catechism is a love letter directly from God to you. Quote, In the New Testament, the memorial takes on new meaning. When the Church celebrates the Eucharist, she commemorates Christ's Passover, and it is made present the sacrifice Christ offered once for all on the cross remains ever present. As often as the sacrifice of the cross by which Christ our Pascha has been sacrificed is celebrated on the altar, the work of our redemption is carried out. Catechism of the Catholic Church 1364. And, quote, Because it is the memorial of Christ's Passover, the Eucharist is also a sacrifice. The sacrificial character of the Eucharist is manifested in the very words of institution. This is my body, which is given for you. And this cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood. In the Eucharist, Christ gives us the very body which he gave up for us on the cross, the very blood which he poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. End of quote. CCC 1365. End quote. The Eucharist is thus a sacrifice because it represents, makes present, the sacrifice of the cross because it is its memorial, because it applies its fruit. Christ, our Lord and God, was once and for all to offer himself to God the Father by his death on the altar of the cross, to accomplish there an everlasting redemption. But because his priesthood was not to end with his death, at the Last Supper, on the night when he was betrayed, he wanted to leave to his beloved spouse, the Church, a visible sacrifice, as the nature of man demands, by which the bloody sacrifice which he was to accomplish once for all on the cross would be represented, its memory perpetuated until the end of the world, and its salutary power be applied to the forgiveness of the sins we daily commit. End of quote. CCC 1366. And allow me to share one more beautiful section of the Catechism. This is paragraph 1367. Quote, "The sacrifice of Christ and the sacrifice of the Eucharist are one single sacrifice. The victim is one and the same. The same now offers through the ministry of priests, who then offered himself on the cross. Only the manner of offering is different. And since, in this divine sacrifice which is celebrated in the Mass, the same Christ who offered himself once in a bloody manner on the altar of the cross is contained and is offered in an unbloody manner, this sacrifice is truly propitiatory." End of quote. In the Eucharist that we see, we encounter our Lord Jesus with the eyes of faith, and we as Catholics are able to truly receive him in Holy Communion, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Receive him into our very body, soul, mind, and spirit. We become one with Jesus, and he becomes one with us in the most sublime and real way. We become one with the Most Holy Trinity. It is most especially in the Eucharist that you encounter the love, mercy, and healing of Jesus. Many say that the Eucharist is a symbol. Oh no, the Eucharist is truly, really, substantially Jesus' body and blood as taught for 2,000 years by the Church, as taught by Jesus himself, and as prefigured for thousands of years as revealed in the Old Testament. What does Jesus have to say about this question? "I am the living bread which has come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world." John 6:51. Jesus also says, "I tell you most solemnly, if you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have life in you. Anyone who does eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day." John 6:53-54. And he says, "Whoever eats me will draw life from me." John 6:57. This is the ultimate gift, God himself. This is as close as we can get to Jesus here on earth. The only difference in heaven will be that the veil will be lifted, and Jesus will no longer be hidden from our senses. We will then see him face to face. And listen to this verse from John 20:29. Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Do we take the word of Jesus literally? Could Jesus, the truth, God and man, the wellspring of all virtue, who is incapable of lying, not be telling us the truth? He assures us that he is the truth. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." John 14:6. Well, many of Jesus' disciples were unwilling to accept and live Jesus' teaching on the Eucharist. Immediately after his discourse on the Eucharist, found in its entirety in the Gospel of John chapter 6, many of his disciples left him. After this, many of his disciples left him and stopped going with him. John 6:66. Listen, I'm not a numerologist, but this is an interesting number for the above scripture, 666, leaving Jesus because of his teaching on his real presence in the Eucharist. Listen to Revelation 13, 18. Wisdom is needed here. One who understands can calculate the number of the beast, for it is a number that stands for a person. His number is 666. So, why did many of his disciples leave? Why did many of Jesus' disciples leave? Because they took Jesus literally, that they were being invited to really eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood. They were opposed to the teachings of Jesus regarding the Eucharist. They chose to leave him. What a travesty of a choice. When we leave Jesus God, we leave everything. We have nothing of value left. Jesus offers his very self to us, to you, at the cost of his passion and death on the cross. And yet, some choose to leave him. Jesus, may we always stay close to you in good times and in what seem to be bad times, though there are really no bad times when we're with you. Jesus, Lord, please never permit me to leave you. Please have mercy on those who choose to keep you at a distance as well. Not only do we get close to Jesus in the Eucharist, but we become one with him, transformed into him, divinized by him, given eternal life by him. This is the same Jesus we experience in the joy of receiving him in Holy Communion. The same Jesus who walked the earth 2,000 years ago, the same Jesus who suffered and died on the cross for us, for you, the same Jesus who rose from the dead and ascended into heaven under his own power and is now seated at the right hand of the Father. Yes, Jesus is hidden from the senses. What we see, taste, feel, and smell seems to the senses to be bread and wine, but through the words of consecration by the priest in the Holy Mass, these outward appearances have truly and substantially been changed into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity. There is no longer bread and wine. No, no longer bread and wine. Only Jesus. I'm Jim Littleton, Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and we continue our discussion of healing by the bread of life. As we discuss the real presence here, since there are three persons but one God, the Father and the Holy Spirit are also present in the Eucharist, loving us, loving you, sanctifying you. This supreme gift needs to be shared with others, inviting others to this transcendent banquet where Jesus gives himself to us totally. How can there not be massive lines daily in front of every Catholic church with souls fervent to partake of this ultimate union with our Lord Jesus? Permit me another beautiful quotation from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, 1324. The Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life. The other sacraments, and indeed all ecclesiastical ministries and works of the apostolate, are bound up with the Eucharist and are oriented toward it. For in the Blessed Eucharist is contained the whole spiritual good of the Church, namely Christ Himself, our Pasch. End of quote. Yes, Jesus our Lord is the source and summit of the Christian life. All good comes from Jesus. Thus, all good comes from Him in the Eucharist, because the Eucharist is Jesus. The good that flows from the Eucharist is ultimately meant to bring us to the Eucharist. In other words, to bring us to Jesus now and for all eternity. What a beautiful and profound thing it is for each of us to be one flesh with our divine spouse, the bridegroom here on earth, in the reality of Jesus giving himself, his true body, blood, soul, and divinity to us, to you, in Holy Communion. Jesus is the bridegroom, and we, the members of his church, are his bride. How often in Scripture is Jesus described as the bridegroom? Here are three examples. Mark 2:19-20. Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day." End of quote. Here's a quote from Isaiah 54:5. "For he who has become your husband is your maker. His name is the Lord of hosts. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, called God of all the earth." And from Revelation 19:7-9. "Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding day of the Lamb has come. His bride has made herself ready. She was allowed to wear a bright, clean linen garment. The linen represents the righteous deeds of the holy ones. Then the angel said to me, 'Write this: Blessed are those who have been called to the wedding feast of the Lamb.' And he said to me, 'These words are true. They come from God.'" End of quote. This Jesus, the bridegroom, who gives himself to us as the bread of life in the Eucharist, is the fulfillment of all of our deepest desires to be loved and to love. He is the complete fulfillment of the Old Testament, which so often prophesies about Jesus. Yes, it does. As in the following remarkable example. A little lengthy, but well worth the effort. Do you recognize Jesus here? From Isaiah 53:4-12. "Yet it was our infirmities that he bore, our sufferings that he endured. While we thought of him as stricken, as one smitten by God and afflicted, but he was pierced for our offenses, crushed for our sins. Upon him was the chastisement that makes us whole. By his stripes we are healed. We had all gone astray like sheep, each following his own way. But the Lord laid upon him the guilt of us all. Though he was harshly treated, he submitted and opened not his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughter, or a sheep before the shearers, he was silent and opened not his mouth. Oppressed and condemned, he was taken away. And who would have thought any more of his destiny when he was cut off from the land of the living and smitten for the sin of his people? A grave was assigned him among the wicked and a burial place with evildoers. Though he had done no wrong nor spoken any falsehood, but the Lord was pleased to crush him in infirmity. If he gives his life as an offering for sin, he shall see his descendants in a long life, and the will of the Lord shall be accomplished through him. Because of his affliction, he shall see the light in fullness of days. Through his suffering, my servant shall justify many, and their guilt he shall bear. Therefore, I will give him his portion among the great, and he shall divide the spoils with the mighty, because he surrendered himself to death and was counted among the wicked, and he shall take away the sins of many and win pardon for their offenses. End of quote. You see, reception of Holy Communion is the ultimate medicine to heal us, to heal you completely, body, mind, soul, and spirit, according to the perfect will of our merciful Father, who truly and always knows what is best for us, always knows what is best for you, and is at work with his loving providence to that end. Well, I hope that you understand the Eucharist a little bit better now, perhaps better than you did before. Really, the Eucharist is all about love, because Jesus, God, is love. And he loves you so incredibly much you cannot possibly comprehend it. Just soak it up. Just believe it. You are his beloved. That's why he suffered and died and instituted the Eucharist for you. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We'll be right back.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our reflection about healing by the bread of life. Remember, where we end up in eternity is what counts the most and is what God is most concerned with, though He loves to see attentively to every detail of your beautiful life and to see attentively to whatever we need here on earth as well. So do not worry and say, what are we to eat or what are we to drink or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Matthew 6:31-33. In the Holy Eucharist, Jesus pours out every drop of His love, His very self, into our souls, into your soul. He actually does much more than heal us, much more than heal you. He makes us infinitely better than we ever were and ever could be without Him. He divinizes us. He divinizes you. He transforms us into Himself through no merit of our own. Just as a patient often does nothing to heal himself, but simply benefits from the medicine and/or treatment received, and the body's God-given capacity to heal. I would like to go on to say much more to you about the Eucharist, about our Eucharistic Lord Jesus, but it would take about another 100 episodes to merely scratch the surface. Besides, you will benefit much more through experience than by listening to me. If you are Catholic, I implore you to participate in the Mass and receive Jesus daily. Yes, daily. Is there something more important and beneficial you can do to invest the gift of your time in? There is nothing greater you can do with the precious gift of your time, with the precious gift of your life. Nothing. Please, whether Catholic or not, visit our Lord Jesus in the tabernacle or an adoration chapel. Kneel or sit in His presence, and He will win you. He will heal you in 1,000 ways, and He will heap more gifts upon you than you could ever imagine. Most especially, He will give you Himself. He will give you His peace and His mercy. It's all a gift. Praise Jesus. Let's pour ourselves out in love for Jesus today. Let's pour ourselves out for someone whom God puts in our path today, especially when it's difficult to do. I know you will be generous. Pray that I will be too. You are so good at heart, and why? Because God made you that way. You are His masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.